Okay, so Sugya Passover Kislin. So the first thing you have to understand is that, how do you look at cake? So Chazal looked at like cake or any Passover Kislin we're talking about, whether it's parekas or, is that it's bread, just the type of bread which is not kaveh sudan, being that normally not kaveh sudan, so therefore, if you don't have a mount, which is a kaveh suda, they want mechayev you to go out and bench. But if you do have a kaveh suda, then you have to go out and bench. But first you have to like transfer in your brain, like switch, is that like, this is bread. It's some type of bread, which we don't make a moitzia. But about if you have a certain amount, then in Echnami, you're going to have to make a moitzi. What's called kviya suda? So this is a very common mistake. People think kviya suda is like, if you have it for a meal, like let's say you're not a big eater, so you have it for lunch, so you've been kveya suda on it. Or breakfast, we could debate, is a suda, it's not a suda, right? That's something we discuss later. Is breakfast a suda or breakfast just have it on the run, right? In America, Kaddish that and see us. So when we talk about the kvias, that a bread which you kvias sitting off the bench, is nothing to do, there are clouds, nothing to do with your kvias suda, what is when you're gimel sudas. It's telling you if you have a mount which a normal person is kvias sudan, then that's going to get into the shayla. Okay, so what is that amount? So, the Shmur brings down two shittas. Now, this is the game, first in definition passage, because we'll get to the two shittas. Let's say we're talking about you went in the Nesimil second Seder, you're tired, so you buy yourself a coffee and a Danish. So, those Danish is like, you know, the bigger Danishes, like they're kind of like nice.
They're huge.
Okay. So, now the question is, which brand you buying? Okay.
The ones from the Yeshivas are quite large.
Those are big. Okay, this. Okay. So Mr. Ruhr brings down two shittas. One shita holds, he starts with Hilchos Avin, one shita holds that it's Tali in, let's say the Goyin holds that. The only time you make a bench, or if you have a kviyas, you have the bench. It has to be a kviyas of Erev Baker, which is going to be the amount of Erev Baker, which is going to be a lot. Some say it's Tali, you know, you have to know how much it is. It could be 6, 7, 8 Beis Hamikdash, you know, it's going to be a decent amount. What's called Erev Baker. It's a amount for you for a meal, which is a decent amount. The other sheet is 3 or 4 Beis Hamikdash. Just like in everyone say 3 or 4 Beis Hamikdash, we'll have 3 Beis Hamikdash. And Mishpul Paskins that, Chila Toiv Lachash Das Mechirim, not 4 Beis Hamikdash. Such a 3 or 4, then it goes 4, I guess, because 3 is a Chumrah, no thing is a Chumrah, if he wants to do 4. And therefore, you cannot have dollar beitzim worth of Passover kissin. Not kidding. Nochin lachash l'das machirim. Not to have dollar beitzim of Passover kissin. Otherwise, you're getting yourself into a salvik big zamazin. Therefore, you have one nice, big, fancy, big Danish. Like the big ones, yeah, probably over the dollar beitzim range. And nochin l'chilo lachash das machirim. Not to have, not to go out and have it.
Would we go by weight?
What do you say?
Would we go by weight? Like to measure the dollar beitzim or? Like
Napa. It's bad some. They switch it. I mean, it's bad some of volume, but you know, people dedicate their life. They sort of worked out. You know, there's far much dedicated, you know, working on these things like how well, you know, what's what. Like they say, dollar beats them in grams between 2 to 230 grams in that range, and that's to see by Ragalach. So just make a judgment. A kilo now. What's a kilo cost? I don't know.
35
shekel. Let's say 35 shekel, okay? So if you're spending 7 shekel, then you know you're already up to 200 grams, right? so you're getting 7 shekels worth, and you're already, you know, you're... You know, that's what I forget. It's about the end of 200 grams. Like 4 small ragalach, you know, the smaller ones, already getting to the shayla. Pizza. So in the Banda book, I think he writes there are 10 kizis in, like, in a slice of pizza or something like that. It's, like, massive. The crust has, like, I think it's even, like, 3 of them. And the slice is 5, you know, so dollar basis pretty quickly. So therefore, nochen lachash das mechmiran. So can't have too much cake. I mean, dollar basis is a decent amount; it's not so little. But if you're having a nice big, you know, if you're a nice big size Danish with a lot of cookies and cake, you can get yourself into the shayla.
Which Rua says about being a mitzaref. I mean, I'm sure the Rambam's going
to get that in a second. In terms of being mitzaref.
What's the whole pizza shmooth?
Okay, we'll get the pizza shmooth. There are two separate shahs in pizza. Shah number one pizza is we have to deal with them with dollar pizza mishu, which is a good chance you have dollar pizza, which, you know, according to the Weber book, there's like 70 pizza. That's number one. We'll get to that in a second. Okay. Now, even if that's the more, that's eating just straight up dalabet some with the pasuk, this is going to be a problem. Now, this is a mugging problem. The Rambam says like this, that if you have the amount of pasuk kissing together with the meal, which is we substitute the bread, and you have other foods, and as you have a side dish, you have, let's say, a kugel, which is pasuk kissing, and then on the side you have, let's say, rice and salad. If you have the amount of which would go together, the amount of bread you'd have in a meal, that's the most pasuk kissing you can have. And eating other things also, that's going to starve to get the share sfei suda, and therefore that also would be mechayev hamotzi and bigger samazin. It's the amount that people would be get full through to even do amachir. Because if you're having a meal and you have some type of pacificism going on over there, the other things are also must starve. Since this is like negate all the time, you have breakfast, right? Breakfast of sure pacificism. If you have this yeshiva, they have on one day their breakfast, right? Their breakfast, and you have the rice and you have macaroni. So together, they're all must starve and this could be. Might see perhaps some muslin. And Moshe takes a zayvite. If you have cake for dessert, he writes, so if you have enough cake, which a person would, and it's part of the meal, Moshe would say that also would be a problem. Therefore, if you go to a simcha and you have cake, and basically he's going to say you have to wash. And that all the places will fail. They say it's only something which goes together with the food. In fact, you have a cake and you have macaroni. It's not really a good shidduch. Or a cake and salad. It's not really a shidduch. It's only something which like eat together with the meal. Then we say that. So therefore, let's move on to Ms. Zainas Rose. So
let's say someone has one cracker with herring and then whatever.
No, but they wouldn't be enough. One cracker is not the amount of bread that a person would have.
But it's massive to the, let's say, the container of herring he has.
No, it's contained with that. But you have to have, if you have basar dojin over the pass, you have to have the shear that when a person would eat a suda, the amount of bread you'd have. You know, it's a normal suda, huh? When a person washes. What, how much bread do you have? I think one piece, probably, right? It's probably a normal thing, right? It's like a hope kibetza.
What,
like
Shabbos suda?
Regular normal suda, right? Try have a kibetza with the bread, right?
Yeah. At least.
Yeah, at least. No, if you're eating other things.
Okay.
It's not here. Why?
At least.
You wash it?
I just had 4 pieces of bread today by lunch with other things.
Okay. But what other things do you have?
Salad, fish.
Uh-huh, okay. Nice.
4 pieces of bread. What?
Okay. I think people want to do it. No, one, two. If you have that amount of passive kissing substitute of the 1 or 2 pieces of bread, even though that itself is not alabetzim, but being you have other stuff with it, it'd be starved mm-hmm. to go out with it. But you have to have that amount of bread. If you don't have that amount of bread, 1 or 2 slices, I don't know, whatever. Let's say 2 slices for sure. Let's say that amount of bread. If you have that in the passover kissin, then it's going to be an issue. Okay, let's move on to Mizanus rules. So
that was saying that you have to have the baseline.
No, there's one thing, that basin is a problem, just cake alone. Right. There's another thing, if I have other foods with it, other foods are starved to right. get to the share. How much bread, how much of the passover kissin you have to have then? You have to have the amount person would have in a normal suda, the amount of bread with the salad, you know, macaroni, whatever, when you're washing, how much bread you have. So normally, let's say you have a kibetzer or 2 kibetzim, that's if they have a pasuk kissin, and then the salad, potatoes, and everything is going to be starved with it. Okay, so let's move on to Mizanus rules. So the issue with Mizanus rules are three things, we'll say. Number one is you have to know how much you're having, right? I mean, you have to figure out what you're having dollar pizza or not. But two is you have the mug and the rum. That it's misarf. That you're having other things with it, and therefore keep sure to be a problem. There's another third svar. This is not befairish, but Rav Yashar Vaishnak, I guess, that what's all lums again? What do we start off again? What's Passover Kistin? Bread. It's bread. Just a bread, you're not going to do that. So something which is mead to be the suda, right? And Zayin is meant to be for a suda, right? Meant to be for a snack. That's the whole chefs of the thing. Then could be that's a pass which is made for kriya suda, and therefore it's mufka from the whole suga pass of a kissin, and therefore even a masha would have to be on.
Is Nisi starts from Rabbi Yashif?
No, Nisi doesn't really start from Rabbi Yashif. He would just very stuck into going with this rate. No, you know, to flip it around like that. What he's saying is totally in the Bir Halacha. argue with each other. Don't argue with each other.
Touches that.
And what?
Huh? No, this bechal that such a big nisi should start like.
So. No, just he was very stuck into that and saying into like he's very stuck about that you know being that as the question is chazal made rules or are you working more with the svar? So you want to kol luchumra say b'shaz that otherwise the pasuk going to if it's made it might be the bear lachas if yitches might be that we'll get there soon we get there when the mumulah. Therefore, if you have a mashu, it's a problem. It's a mashu.
It's such a widespread thing. The
other place rules?
Yeah.
Okay, so the only heter of Mizanis rules is the going. The Svar should place him hold, not like the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah. Tower ear. I think it was before 8 times, right? Tower ear. You ever hear of it? Mm-hmm. Once was an airline called Tower Air. I was like, I have a Heimish airline. They're trying to go in competition with El Al. For the Heimish Eilim, trying to go to the Heimish Eilim, like they didn't have like movies, or maybe there was hydrogen flights. It was like so Tower Air had in their rules of the Mezonos rules says that if you have other foods with it, then you have a problem. You know, don't eat too much. What? Yeah, that's right.
What do you mean? They basically say on the loudspeaker?
No, on the rules of the actual whatever. But anyhow, this is special place. We don't hold this mug in Avram.
The Bedats
will tell you that the Minig Nishto is Zui. That's what I know. Yakim Vishakats asked around way back in the day. Trust in the Minig Nishto is Zui. The mice, I mean, in America, years ago, they came out massive cocaine roll the Rabbanim saying, like, in Gazadeva, I'm saying, across the board.
What does the Svar in Chaylik al Magad Ram do for anyone? So, I mean, you just have to have four of them in order to be Chayiv?
Yeah, the Dabbats, to be Safik.
And there are also Chaylik and Rabbi Yashib with this?
Yeah, that for sure. Rabbi Yashu is a massive chumra. Rabbi Yashu comes out like anything which is need for to be for Kriya Suda, even if you have a mashu, is going to be a problem. You know, as if he's a something like pizza, right? In Rabbi Yashu's world, a mashu is a mitzi.
Right.
Because it's made to be the meal. And v'chulua and everything else.
What was the second factor the Rav said?
You have to have the Dalbitzim, you have the Rabbi Yashu v'chesmen. Yeah, things with it. Let's see. Yeah, so if a lot of the food, let's just go through what we have in Yeshiva for. What does Yeshiva serve? For Yeshiva? So, barakas are. They stopped serving barakas, I noticed, no?
I don't know.
They stopped barakas. I think they only made a ruckus, like the bracha. Because if he's a yabrakas and you have other stuff with it, so therefore you have the amount is going to be a problem. What will be the eitzah if you want to do that? So it could be an eitzah that
a piece of bread, no?
Well, kiwash, I guess eitzah number one. If you're not because of Yashu as far as maybe we get some booze, maybe we'll get more and we'll get Sefiches. That's where it comes in a lot. You could eat the barakas bake alamicha, split it up, or eat other stuff, and just don't eat together. So then it's only an issue if you have it all together. If you, right? What's all one going to drop? You have the amount of bread with other foods. It's all the stats. It's making bracha right now, and that could be a eitza.
Is it even neck
the chilas pass? Unless you just. If you do the chilas pass, I mean, amoitzi you would have. The shaila is because I'm Muslim. You less than kedei chilas pass. It's not achila. Fine. Okay, so that's the base. So basically, you have the rules. Basically, you can't have too much cake, and you can't have things together with a Passover kisnin. And we're saying cake in a regular meal is not going to stop. But we also mean to get like you have a kugel, you have like a kugel, and you have salad and whatever. So if you have a amount of kugel, which would be the substitute for bread, then you're getting something with the Shabbos. So that can be very negated with leftovers during the week, from Shabbos. That's something. Right, the eights would be just make a bracha on the kugel either before or after, and then make a bracha on other
stuff.
Which kugel?
Are you
Shalom kugel? No, not cheshver v'yashiv. Yashiv v'yashiv 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 v'yashiv. Let's say like apple kugel or what other kugel are there? Yeah, I guess just avocado, right? Potato kugel is not a pound. Potato is fine. Now, in terms of
the
making...
whole munch about one piece or two pieces is not lamaisa b'chla.
Why?
No, there was a whole chazara. Ramesh originally said three slices, and then he was chazer to two slices. What world is that working in?
That's mean later on with the Tazimang and Avram. In other words...
Can we start a step before? Why is pizza pasta? Because
why not?
Okay, let's go over Pasuk says. Mr. Ruben brings down, the Sizayim brings down the three types of three sheets is what Pasuk is. And being that we're not sure, and what are three sheets? And just in the game, making bracha on desserts. So some of them, in terms of making brachas on during a meal, I think also, like some people like to make no brachas, some people make a lot of brachas. Basically, it's like this. That if you, some say, hamaitzi patas, things which are part of the meal. Things are not part of the meal, it doesn't patter. In other words, you make hamaitzi, and then, I don't know, you want to take a little candy or something, you want to take a little ice cream, okay, ice cream, we'll discuss a little more. You want to take something sweet, or something with no sheikhs to the meal, about you can have to make a bracha during the meal. A lot of places, you have like a cantaloupe, honeydew, melon, something sweet like that, that's not mishtai after the meal, but then you'd have to make a bracha. Now, when it comes to desserts, so, that's, if you have a nice chocolate cake, that's some wine, the world shouldn't have to make a bracha on it. Makasher. So the tzaddi would not make a bracha is because if pasuk is in his bread, so then you're already pat with a mitzi, so therefore that's the reason why we not make a bracha. So therefore, you have to know what exactly goes in the pasuk of kissin. So then the Rishenim and Shochnach were down to three different opinions, what's called pasuk of kissin. Sheet number one holds that you have a sweet filled dough, that the dough is sweet, you put into the dough something sweet, then that makes it pass above a kissin. How sweet does it have to be? Nagi a sweet challah, right? Challah, a sweet challah. So it's sweet dough. Svaradim hold that if you taste the sweetness, it's not a mitzi anymore. Therefore, svaradim on sweet challah make mezainis. Ashkenazim hold has to be the ikker taste of sweet. It's like really, really sweet. Not just a little sweetness, it has to be mamash nicker, taima, roi, but it's like mamash very, very, very sharp, very, very sweet. Otherwise, an issue. Therefore, in general, a very sweet. In general, sweet chalas are not going to be sweet enough, and therefore, the Ashkenazim will make hamotzi on it. Even in the Sfadim, the Demani of Ritzin Abishal says, "Still, maybe I should be machmer," because you're always back to that old Sfar. It's a possible kiss made for Kriyasuda, right? You're always running into that, right? It's chala that's what it's made for. You know, you also touch on that. Think of Ritzin Abishal says even in Sfadim. Yerushimayim is
machmer. So the Arch Sfarim, the Archish for Rabbi Yashiv.
Toiv to be machmer, like, you know, this is befried. It could be you need Rabbi. Maybe you want to Rabbi in Zemiyat. Even Zemiyat, like, fine. That's just a shit number one. Something's very sweet dough. So, in other words, where is that? Like, you have a cake. A cake a lot of times is sweet dough, right? In the cake, you put. Oh. Thanks, Chaim Kalevsky. Tom, I'm going to share with him like 10 minutes. Say hello. We haven't spoken in a while, right?
Yeah.
I think it's him. I told him to call. But I
just... Hello?
Number two is if it's filled. You know, you have, let's say you have something, the dough is like regular challah dough. Inside you put in a cinnamon bun. You just put in the cinnamon and the chocolate, things like that. Even the actual dough wasn't sweet, but you put something inside and you fill it in, that also gets it in the pasta with kiss. Also be example.
Before they baked it. I'm asking.
It could be whenever. It's mamula with something. It's not.
You can't take, bread and make it after it's already baked and put something inside. And
I thought that it was.
Yeah, you know, if you make a cream peanut butter and jelly sandwich, it's not gonna be like a mumbala. You know, you just have something which the actual dough is okay, but it's like so. An example of that.
Ragloff.
Yeah, ragloff. They just the dough is okay, and they just like put it on top of it, or you put.
Or the dough is also even sweet.
Something that's not, I'm saying I have an apple turnover, things like that. It's just something which is mumala.
But it doesn't have to be before it was baked?
No, it has to be before. Okay, in the third case of pasuk is something which is, you have like this very dry kachin. It's like kachin yavashim. It's like very dry, like a cracker. Something which is like parach. And that's to be considered, those are the three sheetahs in terms of what's considered pasuk is. Now, all these things. Being that it's a suffix, whether it's a mitzvah or not, it's therefore, it's a suffix of mitzvah or mitzvah. The tzaddik will only choose to argue with each other. Are they three choose to argue with each other, or are they all agree with each other? So we go on the side that they argue with each other. Therefore, you cannot, they're always going to make a mitzvah, as opposed to a mitzvah. and I can wash on it and bench. And when it comes to the sudor, we chesh that maybe it's a maitzi. And therefore, you're not going to make a bracha. So only time we say they're able to make a bracha during the sudor is if you have, for sure, if you have all three tanayim, and maybe if you have some other time also. As if you have all three tanayim, then for sure you make a bracha during the sudor. For example, it's like it's parech, or something which is like very, very brittle. It's sweet and it's felt. So a classic case of that would be like
a wafer,
right? That could be parech, sweet and felt.
Yeah, but the tanya over there is that's after it's baked.
A wafer, only, I don't know.
It's only filled. Oh, okay, it's going to be after. Like if you have like a pie, if you have like those pies, ice cream pie or something like that. So it's like the dough is like sweet and it's parech and it's mamula, you know, that's something which could be an example. And now, Mr. Brewer holds apple, yeah, also. Like, now, Mr. Brewer holds also that if you just have filled, he says, Mavarek Leifsid. Something is filled, it's Mavarek Leifsid, you know, you don't lose by making a bracha.
That would be like a ragala.
Yeah. You know, if you have that, you don't have the time of parach, it's like a, you know, Mavarek Leifsid if somebody would make a. Somebody make a bracha. Now, there's one thing very important. When it comes to making bracha on the pacificus of a dessert, if you're hungry and you need to fill yourself up, as a chilka suda, and you will not make a bracha. If you're hungry, you want to have, you don't have enough food, you want to have some bragalach to help you fill up, then you want to make a bracha. The issue is when you make a bracha is a situation where you're basically full, and you're just having it for, you know, for the geschmack. So then, to have all three to nine, for sure you make a bracha. If you have, you know, if you just have the svara, what's called again, that's filled, so over there, and sweet and filled, over there is varech lai hifsit.
What? Is any of the three tanam or dafko?
No, dafko those. The parach one is not as important. You know, if you have the sweet, and it's, what was that lashon over there? Where are we over here?
And it has to be both sweet dough and filled.
And Mishmulam Aleph is one that says, "If Achlu Shlomach Sudah Shlochem Misfila is a Vayne Rak LeKnuach Misika." Says the Ilu Achlu Malah Vayne. Says Aleph, "I feel that Achlu Rak Mad Pachal Sudah Min Tzach Bracha." If somebody's doing it to what's called again, so then that's going to fill them up, and therefore you not need a bracha. Allah, he says, if you have the one in Paris, he just goes with the one in Paris, which is the first case of Mechaber, why? Because that's really personal like that. That's the Iker Paksa Bakistan. And if you have just Mamula alone, he says, Varechle Hefsa, that you're able to go ahead and make a bracha. Okay, so Tetzis has a Paskamri and Pasmik Zayis make a bracha maitzi. Afterwards, you'll make a bracha. If you don't need a Zayis, fine. You have to have a Zayis in order for one to be chayiv and because of mazon. Now, Sif Yud is the Gaya that if you're saying which is pas, you only mafki the pas. How is somebody mafki the pas? So the klal is like this, that if you cook something, if somebody cooks something, that could be mafki the same pas. So if it's going to be less than a gazayis, then it's going to be a problem. So the really main halacha where this is not going to get is like this. Something called matzah brei, right? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. What exactly
is that? You want to describe what it is?
It's like eggs and matzah. Like
you soak the matzah and then you cook it.
Soak the matzah and you cook it. So it's like this. If you cook something and it's less than a gazayis, it comes out that to me loses amitz and it turns into mazaitis. Now, the question is, where does tigun fit in. When you make the eggs, it's tigun. So there are three shlavim. There's deep frying, that's like cooking, and then if it's not exais, it's going to be mezainis, and if it's exais, it'll be hamaitzi. If you like the dakal, the matzah brei is not exais. If it's tigun, you just put them out, a little bit of oil, then that's nothing. That's not mefkiyat. The question is, you put it in between amount, which that's usually the dakal, that's how you do it. And I'll just put a little at the pan's going to burn. It's regular tigun. So the Mishnah Berurah is Mesupik. Paiskim Mesupik. What's the lach by tigun? Is tigun mafkiyat? And therefore, being that it's not exactly the same like a bracha, tigun is not mafkiyat. And therefore, you'd have to go ahead and be mezainis. Therefore, Mishnah Berurah says, don't know what to do if you're only doing your suda. I remember the Michis Yitzchak once gave a shout out to Goldel Josh about this against Matzabrai. That he says, I didn't hear it, but about Kopanim, that Pshat is that being that it's Mafkia and it's a Safik, so therefore one should stay away. I can't stop here. We'll have